Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Vietnam by Bui Te An. This presentation was delivered at the FAO NACA Expert Workshop on Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Asia, held from 8 to 11 February 2010 in Pattaya, Thailand.
Thank you very much for your keen to staying here to listen to my presentation. So I would like to present the review on inland fishery resource enhancement and conservation in Vietnam. So in my country, we have a dense river network with quite a lot of rivers, and we have last basin with the catchment of more than 10,000 square kilometers, including many rivers outside the country. And in Vietnam, we have 1.5 million hectares of the total water surface for aquaculture, inland and cultivated and captured fisheries, which is about 120 hectares for small pond, lake, canoe, and gardens, more than 300 hectares for large water surface, the reservoirs, and nearly 600 hectares for paddy fields, and 660 hectares for the tidal area, and 400 hectares of strait bay and lagoon along the coast. In the past, the inland fishery of Vietnam was the exclusive sector, especially in the reservoir. But it's collapsed in the 1990s, in 1980s, due to the economic crisis and the changes in the economic of the country. However, it still contributes an important role with more than 200 tons of fish, and it creates a lot of job opportunity and sustained livelihood for people in the area. But now, according to FAO data, the feed consumption is still very low, at about 14 kilograms per person. And here, that on this figure, you can see that the contribution of the inland capture fishery to the total inland fish production of Vietnam. And you see that the red color is the inland capture. So the fish production still quite stable in from 1970 to 1990. And from 1990 up to late, due to the aquaculture development, so you can see that the contribution to the total fish production of the inland capture fishery is lower. And in Vietnam, inland fishery enhancement has been considered as a major component of the reservoir fishery management since 1962. And in Vietnam, reservoir construction is for multi-purposes, like irrigation, hydropower generation, etc. I think reservoir fisheries always are the secondary or tertiary priority in every country. But recently, our government recognized the significant contribution of the reservoir fisheries, and they give the target to produce about 200,000 tons from reservoir. And in Vietnam, inland fishery resource enhancement aim to increase the fish production in the water body. So in Vietnam, the government set up many hatchery located around this water body to produce the fingerling for the stocking program. So many fingerling have been stocked into the reservoir in Vietnam, but this program has been cancelled due to economic crisis in 1980s. But recently, our government restarted the stocking program for some last reservoir, and especially for the newly reservoir which just have been constructed. And this one mainly constructed for hydropower generation. And in Vietnam, the government also established a co-management model to manage the fishery and the fishery resources in some inland water bodies. Our country has a very high biodiversity in aquatic resources, with more than 1,000 freshwater fishes belong to 1970 families, and about 1,438 microalgae, more than 800 in invertebrate species. But recently, there are many threats directly impact to the diversity of inland resources and ecosystem, such as over exploitation, developing of the industrial zone, pollution, utilize too hard the water supply for other purposes. So for the reservoir, it's indicated that the fish production and the number of species diversity decline seriously, caused by the over-exploitation and no stocking for a long time. And open asset is open asset still exists in most medium and large size reservoir, while the small size reservoir used for irrigation and is stopped by the owner and the local government. And many studies pointed out that the fishery diversity has been declined in the last 10 years in all inland water body, particularly in river and reservoirs. In 1989, Vietnam was the fifth country in the world signing in the Ramsar Convention, and in 1993, we signed the International Convention on Biodiversity in Brazil. So these two basic conventions for biodiversity and resources convention is applied, and we follow this to build our conservation program for Vietnam. And after that, Vietnam government has done many statistic research or assessment on biodiversity in order to plan for the conservation and utilize the natural resources based on about conventions. And recently, in 2008, Prime Minister approved the decision to establish the water inland conservation zones until 2020. And there are 45 conservation zones under this decision being established, including 16 national conservation zones and 29 provincial zones. And in Vietnam, stocking has been considered as a major component of the reservoir fishery management. As I discussed before, that in the past, we stocked many fingerling into the reservoir, and it stocked as the annual book plan of the state fishery enterprise or cooperative. And in this period, the fishery activity was managed by a state fishery agency. And in the past, we also applied the Chinese capturing technology to catch the fish by using chamo net and integrated net. But now the Vietnamese fishers are using many kind of fishing gears, And now we allow for the private sector involved in the catch fishery. So now it's very diversity in the fishing years. And in the past, we stock only two species, silver carp and big head carp. And it's not that 30 to 90 percent contribution of these two species to the total catch of the reservoir. And it's also recognized that the fish production could be higher after 1 or 2 years of stocking in this large water body. Since 1990, the private sector is allowed to join in the inland fishery, and the government only managed the large water body like medium and large size reservoir. And in Vietnam, in the last 10 years, the cultivated fishery has been widely applied in all small size reservoir, which is built for mainly for irrigation. We mainly stock the traditional species like silver carp, big head, Indian major carp, common carp, grass carp, and silver carp. Some reservoir they also stock big head. So from about contribution, so the government put the target to achieve 200,000 tons of fish production in the period of 2000 to 2010. But up to now, there's no statistic about this contribution to the total fish production of the country. And they want to achieve from 20 to 25% of fish product suitable for export, and also provide employment to 75,000 people. In last size reservoir, more diversity in stocking composition with silver barb, common carp, Indian major carp, grass carp, and some other species recently have been stocked in to the reservoir is the one species introduced from Brazil, Procurus lineatus, and ice feed from China. And recently, the government just started the stocking program for the new reservoir, and this program still on the desk of the government, but they want to apply that for all the new hydrogeneration reservoir. The local government can get the fund or money from the benefit generating from the activity of the hydropower plant to stop the sprinkling into the reservoir for the displaced person and the people living in the vicinity and in the area. And I also would like to briefly introduce about these two new species introduced into reservoir in Vietnam. So the first one is the ice fish. So I know that the Chinese people know very well about this one. Ice fish is the small fish eating zooplankton. And in 2002, we stocked about more than 100 million eggs into Thapa reservoir. This is the first one and the only one reservoir having this species. And in 2003, very little fish were found in the reservoir, just very few individual were found. But in the period of 2006 and 2007, so it means about 4 to 5 years later, fish were found everywhere in the reservoir and more concentrated in the central and upstream area of the reservoir. And this one is harvested by using lighting lip net and sand net with a mesh size about 0.5 to 1 centimeter. And the CPU, this species is about 150 to 200 kilograms per day. But we cannot catch it every day in the month, just only 1 or 2 weeks a month. That we just only catch this fish in the day that the moon is disappeared. In 2007, the fish production is estimated about 50 tons, but it reduced to 40 tons in 2008. And at the calculation, the fish here contributed about 5%, but its value is about 20% of the total value of the fish production in this reservoir. But it even worse in 2009 that very few ice fish was caught due to the over-exploitation and open access with this resource, because there's a very big conflict between the fisher and the fishery agency to control this resource. And it's found that this species has two populations in the reservoir, and it reproduces 2 times a year in August and February. So you can see in this figure, I'm sorry that I cannot get it in English because I collect it from my French publication recently. So the above figure is the relationship between ice feed length and weight, and this for the data collected in March 2009. So you can see that the fish grow faster in the bigger size, and it you can see quite clearly to show that there are two populations of the fish. But in July, so the fish has quite the same size and quite how to say, it's quite similar, red, growing red.
5 minute spot. Sorry. 5 minute spot to go.
Yeah. And the second one is the Brazil species. So this one is illegal and transplanted into Vietnam in 2003. And now it's freely spread in lowland area and appear in the natural water body by escaping from pond cages or releasing by the local government into reservoir, and this one also released into Thác Bà reservoir. And this one has similar features at India Major Carp, and it can survive in very cold winter in Vietnam, and it can be easy to reproduce with high survival rate. And now every hatchery in northern Vietnam can reproduce this one. Can produce it of this fish, and this one also easy to culture in pond with many other species. But the best one that they can integrate with grass carp and tilapia. The fish person had not been estimated, but only in one province can produce about 200 tons in 2008. In market, this fish could get quite a good price, about $1 per kilogram. But the biodiversity impact of this species had not been fully assessed to build a new development program for this species. In Thác Bà reservoir, it contributed about 2 to 3% of the total catch in the reservoir, we also a little bit worried that because the most we found that the most species caught in Mogi-Cacu River in Brazil, of this species contributed about 90% of this species in the capturing year. So there's a need that to carry deep study assessment on this species. And regard to the conservation program in Vietnam, the government funded for many programs to protect the Chinh Chóc high value and endangered species in situ and ex situ. So there are 37 species that have been protected and kept gene source in all research in center of three research institutes for aquaculture in Vietnam. The artificial propagation program has been done on 17 endangered species, but up to date, only three species successful on this to produce to provide fingerling and transfer the technology to local fishery agency. And recently, our government approved the decision to establish the water inland conservation zones. As I said, that we have 45 conservation zones being established under this decision. And this is the condition to maintain and protect the biodiversity of inland aquatic resources in Vietnam. So about currently practice in Vietnam, for the inland fishery resources enhancement, we it could be categorized into two types, for the reservoir fishery enhancement and cultivated fishery. So for the reservoir fishery enhancement, we can separate into three types. The first one, reservoir fishery, for the government dominate in the reservoir. So this one, the government orientation type, we can see that the stocking program is funded by the local government, and the fisher must register to the fishery center or fishery agency to get the fishing license. And but this program only works with the big fishing years, but it doesn't work for the fisher with small boat and simple years. The people committee are authorized to collect fishing fee from the fisher living the commune depending on their fishing facility. This is the work that they try to prevent the illegal fishing from the people using small boat and simple years. And a part of the collected income will be given to the community, and the remain will constitute the local to the local government tax. In turn, the local government will pay for the wages of the personnel, and the center will bear all the costs associated with stocking and extension service. And the second example is a local fishery enterprise, and you can see on this figure that the enterprise will play as the only owner to own this reservoir. They stock the fish into the reservoir, selling the fishing license, and they also control the illegal fishing activity in the reservoir. But there's some conflict between the water uses, like because the reservoir fishery always are the secondary or tertiary priority. So sometimes it conflict between these people and the manager of the hydropower plant and the fisher and also the community living around. The third one under the reservoir fishery enhancement is open asset fishery. So this one happened in most hydropower reservoir, and the local fishery agency only have administrative right. And there's no particular fishery management activity, and there are several in this type of water body, there are several organizations control this water body, and so there are foot firming on management between the official organization. And the second type is the cultivated fishery. As you know, that Vietnam has acquired good conservation fishery. So fishery enhancement is also carried out in most small and some medium-sized reservoir. And this one could be applied for the fishery cooperative or group of people who sharing the water resource. So it's equal on business between these people to give the decision. And this type of the water body must pay the least fee to the local government. And in this system, the fish production is quite high. And stock species in this reservoir are more diversity than the Bao last reservoir. So about the inland fishery resource conservation, in our country, now the government has built many natural resource conservation area, which distributed evenly in all over the country. So there are 126 conservation area with 30 national parks, 57 natural conservation gardens, and 39 protection area. And currently, the Prime Minister just approved about 45 conservation zones. And the new policy on resource conservation has been issued to arrange on different level. So the Ministry of Resources and Environment responsible for Ramsar area, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development responsible for inland fishery resources conservation zones. But still having some conflict between these two ministries because there are some overlap area. For example, international park could be have some inland fishery conservation area, so there are some conflict. However, the Ministry of Agriculture still manage all activity related to aquatic resources and coordinate with other related activity with other organizations. So on this figure, it's so about schematic on management framework of the inland conservation area in Vietnam. So there are two management level, that central level and provincial level. But the criteria to select and determine conservation zone is similar between these two level. And for specific zone, the local government will control all the conservation zone locating in their administration area, and the Ministry of Agriculture will take the administrative work on the last conservation area at the national level and or inter-province or inter-country. The National Steering Committee on Marine and Inland Conservation Area belong to the Ministry of Agriculture. So inside this committee, there are several ministries and university and institute department. So regard to the constraint and problem, we have some constraint and problem in Vietnam regard to inland fishery and enhancement and conservation. So there are overlapping in management, lacking information, and the information is scattered and not continuous in the database of the government. And there's no good species has been introduced to relation to reservoir or lake or river in the last 2 decades. Except the traditional species. So this one cannot change the figure to increase the fish production in the water body. And due to the artificial brood technique, very popular and easy for farmer to learn and produce. So it cannot have the state hatchery to develop, which is located around the reservoir. To develop and maintain their role in the region. There are some successful program with some indigenous species, but the technology still in small scale and it needs to be scaled up to spread it into over the country. And also there are some conflict between several organizations to manage the water body, sharing the rights. So it caused the collapse of the system somewhere in the country. And it's not stable on management system in the country. For example, before we had the Ministry of Fishery, but now it's merged into the Ministry of Agriculture. So it caused the changes in many programs, and this huge ministry took a lot of time to reorganize the firm and reorient the direction for the new period. In addition, the conflict between the water use the between the stakeholder such as fisher or fisher agency on sharing and utilizing resource also a constraint. And there's a lot of program on impact, environment, and biodiversity assessment, but the information is still lacking to provide the decision maker and other relevant organizations to view the policy and program on this regard. So I have some recommendation on this regard. First one, the government need to improve the framework on management organization in order to reduce the food farming in the future implementation. And it should carry out more study on selecting good species to replace the traditional fishes to increase the fish production and its value. And the environmental and biodiversity impact assessment activity should be concentrated to keep the balance for the inland resources of Vietnam. So this is all my knowledge and all my information about Vietnam. Thank you very much.